guys, welcome back to the second episode of Halo, Livewire, and more. Yeah, we remembered the name this time. We got a great show lined up for you today. If this is your first episode to listen, we are basically trying to bring inside information to the outside. Not that much of an in-depth podcast, but we do our best to keep you informed. Last time we talked a bit about the new Xbox 360 and some troubles and highlights of the console. Some debates, websites for Halo 2, along with its upcoming release of Windows Vista.
I love this.
And some facts about the Halo movie, which will be coming out in 2007.
Cool. Yes, indeed.
I thought it was supposed to come out this year.
No, it's out in 2007. At least that's what they have set for right now. Yes, indeed.
Okay, player profiles. Hey guys, my name's Juice57. Yeah, that's my Xbox Live gamer tag. And yeah, I'm the host. And yeah, I have some co-hosts.
It's true. Yeah, I'm here. Matt, what's up, you guys? My name is Mad Gex. It's also my my gamer tag on Xbox Live. I'm currently going to school in New Mexico, so if throw rocks at the College of Santa Fe, and you might hit me, which wouldn't be very cool, but you could do it anyways.
Yeah, guys, I'm RVBM Caboose of the podcast Your Alma Maters, and I'm just really happy to be here today, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, not a problem.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm Spartan1118, and I'm just a guest host, and thanks for having me on today. That's my gamer tag, by the way, too.
Cool. Excellent.
Cool.
Very fun.
Gex, you want to start this off?
Yeah, I will. Absolutely. This week, we're going to be covering a variety of topics and nonsense, such as the badnesses that is illness. We're going to cover some information on the new flesh-eating virus that's out that you may have seen in the news recently, the unstoppable force that is leprosy. But no, seriously, we're going to cover some good topics like Halo news, since that's what we're mainly about, and some other things, that such as entertainment and such. Very excellent. So, Caboose, you want to start out with some Halo tips?
Okay, I guess I will. Remember, with radar, try and stay crouched as much as possible if you see red on your radar. And sniper is your best friend. And aim for the head, not the toes, or something crazy like that.
Oh, you're not supposed to go for the toes?
Well, I mean, you could, I guess, but I mean, that's just.
I think that's
just
my problem.
As hard as going for the.
Aiming for the toes.
That's just as hard as going for the head, and yeah, my Skype froze there for a second, so there may be a temporary lag in the thing. But
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't super bounce during a match, please, because it makes you seem noobish, and I'll hate you if I ever catch you super bouncing
and,
during a match.
The way you can kill people.
Also,
well, it's
do
true.
Not use noob combos.
Absolutely.
Which, for you who don't know what that is, it is the plasma pistol and any human pistol. And any human weapon at all, as a matter of fact, or any Covenant weapon at all. Just stay away from the plasma pistol.
Unless you really need to, and you feel that it's going to give you some kind of super advantage against people who actually have skill. And you want to, like, somehow be...
Yeah. Still don't even use it then, because we'll hate you.
Caboose will hate you.
Yeah, exactly.
And no one will respect you.
Yeah, just so you know, in particular...
The unofficial Halo 2 podcast.
Even though I'm probably the lowest level in there, my word is ultimately the final word, apparently, because everybody loves me.
Aw. Everybody likes Caboose. Who doesn't like Caboose? I like Caboose.
Go Caboose.
Cyrus likes Caboose, I think.
Everybody likes Caboose. Well, okay, I have some noob tips here for people who are just starting out on Halo. If you happen to be inside that group coming over from another game, Halo 2 is kind of different from other first-person shooter games, should you be playing any currently. It's different in that you have you have shields that recharge. So if you have shields that get drained from a recent firefight that you come out of alive, you probably need to go somewhere where people are not shooting at you. That help your teammates out and just run away like a little coward, all right?
If the screen starts flashing red, that's bad. That does not mean you're winning.
Exactly. If you know that there is a sniper who is trying to shoot you on a map such as Coagulation, you need to
that
keep your head
help,
down.
That won't help, dude. Coagulation
right?
is so massive, you're screwed anyways.
try Beaver Creek.
It's true. Just wait for...
Dude, if I'm all even right. in a match in Beaver Creek, I just leave because I know I'll get pwned.
Oh, good. Also, if you're doing a match with rockets in it, such as in the Rumble training or Rumble Pit, remember to jump when you fire your rockets. It really helps your kill ratio.
And also on that note,
I don't know.
When you're locking onto a vehicle or something, aim directly up.
Oh, there you go.
When you're locking on, like lock on and then shoot straight up. It'll give it more accuracy by and it'll help avoid things like rocks and stuff on Beaver Creek and Coagulation and things. Even though I don't think Beaver Creek has any vehicles, does it?
I mean, unless you're modding.
I hate Beaver Creek. This is the worst map ever made.
Yeah, it's really too bad. MLG really, like, makes sweet love to it every night.
I don't know why all these MLG people
otherwise,
like it. It's really not a good map.
I think just because it's balanced. I think that's about the only real thing that they have that they like about it. But you know MLG people, they like their battle rifles and they hate dual wielding.
Yes, they do.
It's really too bad just because I like dual wielding so much.
Spartan, you want to take a game type?
Yeah, go for it, Spartan.
Well, first I got a tip.
Oh.
It's not completely a noob tip, but it's a Team Sniper's tip. In Waterworks, which is I found you play Team Snipers there a lot in matchmaking.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Go to the very top of the structure as far as you can go with the ramps. I do not know how to glitch up there, but and be sure to take like a BR up with you. And there's actually pieces of rock that extend out, so you can go there, crouch next to a rock, and you actually have a pretty good shot into their base. Just be sure to watch your motion tracker while you're reloading.
Right.
And then I have a game type called Jedi, but it's a swords variant. It could be a free-for-all or team. Shields off, motion sensor off, obviously only energy swords. And basically it's just played to about 100 kills. And despite how much Caboose hates Beaver Creek, it's usually played on Beaver Creek or any other small map, depending on how many people
you have. Yeah, I played it on Lockout before.
Don't try playing on Waterworks or Coag, because that's just bad. Midship works, you know, Beaver Creek. Anything small, it doesn't have to be balanced. Just as long as it's a Slayer or Team Slayer Swords variant.
Very cool.
Sounds
fun. Thanks for that game type there.
I actually have a game type.
Oh, okay Caboose. What's your game type?
I call it Mayhem. I came up with it while I was playing a glitch game. You have rockets and an energy sword as your starting weapon. It's best played on midship or any other small map to 150. Or to 100, doesn't matter. Weapons are set on random, except for your starting weapons, of course. It's best played versus each other, or you can make it a team game of humans versus Covenant.
Oh, okay.
So you have a lot of Spartans versus a bunch of...
elites.
Bunch of elites. Shields are off and motion sensors
okay.
off.
Okay. Cool. Sounds like it could get pretty hectic after a while with all those rockets and energy swords.
I actually have a game type also.
Oh, okay, cool. Jump in.
It's called Everything. I think some of you might have played it. But it's kind of how it sounds. There is extra damage. Damage resistance is on. Active camo is on. Overshield is on. Your starting weapons are at random. Your secondary weapons are at random. And weapons on map are at random. It's best played on
just Ivory Tower or any small map. And it's first of three rounds. It's best played team.
Okay.
And it can that it's and death point loss is on.
Oh.
And kill to win is 15. Kill to win is 15, and it's actually a lot harder than you think because every time you die, you lose a point. So.
Yeah. Got to have a lot more kills than deaths on this one.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like we here at Halo LiveWire and more really like that the randomness of life. We really appreciate it. Does anybody have like an iPod Shuffle?
Yeah, I do.
No, but Fumo does, and he rants on about how good it is.
That's pretty funny.
Here, I do have one more game type.
All right, go
and,
for it.
And you may have played it. It's called RPG. It's a Territories variant. Usually played on Containment. And you just set it to 8 territories, because that's, you know, most maps have about 6. And it's you get into teams of 2 or 3, and you go around. It's only swords, no shields, and motion. And you can drive around or walk around capturing territories. And everybody starts off with $1,000, and you can, like, buy other territories, or you can go in and steal them when people aren't there. And basically, you set the territory timer to 20 minutes, and you just have to hold as many territories as possible until the game's over.
Yeah, I remember playing that with some other people. That now it is actually pretty fun, despite how lame it actually sounds.
Okay, it looks like we have some news to cover.
Okay. Yeah, indeed. Who wants to cover the news?
I'll go ahead and take it.
All right, go for it.
Prodigy has gone
Prodigy.
Prodigy has gone metal again.
Oh, God.
Prodigy has gone metal again. Mad cow disease. Whoopee. Hoof and mouth disease is also going around.
Yeah, definitely.
Be
Watch
sure to
out.
Take your vitamin C's, Caboose.
It'll help. We guarantee it.
Okay, so I'm going to take off here with a Battlefield Halo review.
Yeah, go for it.
Battlefield Halo is a cool online RPG, which I am about to load onto right now. you can start your own army, and this guy, Bobamore, gave out his information recently, so I have Covenant and Human Forces on my side, so I'm pretty much unstoppable. Except for recently, for people who have been, like, stealing money from people and shit. Because they don't understand and they're getting mad at me for beating them.
Those little modders?
Yeah, basically. But, it's really cool. It requires a lot of strategy and a lot of thinking. You have to save up money, so it's actually kind of a consumer thing as well. Really realistic, definitely. If you think about it. It follows the guidelines of Halo Warfare, as in Marines can't fight each other and Covenant can't fight each other. Except for, you know, the infidels, but that's not in play on here. So, yeah.
Well, excellent.
And it's www.battlefieldhalo.com. You guys can come and hang out with me. My nickname is Caboose. It's a really great site. Awesome community. Juice and I play with each other on there all the time. We are in constant connection, and recently we've given each other several things on here to increase our armies. And yeah, I think we're both doing pretty good. How well are you doing, Juice?
I actually played, I was playing last week, or yesterday, and these people, I was offline, and they battled me, but since my army is so good and unstoppable, I still won.
Yeah, Ibanez battled me 4 times and lost while I was offline. I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah, and my nickname for that is Juice57, so go ahead and maybe we can play against
you. Very cool.
And so this is a definite subscribe, so you guys go ahead and get on there.
Yeah, definitely. Go check it out.
Gex, are you
right
gonna set up one of those?
Yeah, you should definitely set up one of those.
I may. If I have time. If I'm feeling better.
I can give you some stuff for it. So.
Cool. Excellent. I look forward to that. Send it over to my email account.
Okay. Looks like we have some internet movies.
We do. In fact, we have some internet movies for you guys to watch in case you're not feeling so great. Your girlfriend dumped you. Your boyfriend dumped you. I really doubt if your mom dumped you, because she really doesn't have a choice. But
Gex's mom dumped me recently. I'm still reeling from that.
Well, we've got some internet movies here to lift your spirits, help you feel a little bit better. I'm gonna push the All Your Base video that has been out for quite a while now. I like to watch that.
Your base, all your base are belong to us.
It is true. All your base belong to Cats, because Cats is pretty much he rules everything. Everybody loves Cats. If you don't love Cats, there is something mentally wrong with you. It's true that there's something wrong with you. Also, if you want to watch that movie, just do a Google search for All Your Base, or if you want to tack on Our Belong to Us. Very, very funny if you have not seen that. Also, I'd like to push the End of the World video.
Round.
Yes, that is a sweet earth, you might say. Yeah, go on to Albino Black Sheep. Search for The End of the World. You will laugh, you will cry,
you will die.
You will no longer view kangaroos in the same light as you have before.
Well, I think Red versus Blue is about to wrap up the new season. I think episode 73, the last one in the season?
I'm not sure.
73 is out right now. I think, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's the last one.
Yeah, but it's the last one in the season.
They didn't say. I haven't heard.
According to the good folks at GameStop, the DVD is coming out this month, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Woo!
Also, go to google.com.
Yeah.
And type in Gunter. G U N T H E R. He made the infamous "Ooh, you touch my tra la la, my ding ding dong" song. That is known as the Ding Dong song. He is absolutely amazing. Me and JVB are really into him.
That's really
his
funny.
His mullet makes it all even better because he has the most awesome Spanish mullet guy ever.
Indeed.
I'm Gunter. I have a mullet. And you can also type in tra-la-la on here. And what will happen is I'm going to do it right now. Tra-la-la. And it will say, "You touch my tra-la-la." Now, none of these are appropriate for children, in case you guys are listening. My tra-la-la definitely is not for children, seeing as it features naked World of Warcraft people. And also, I have one more. It's British Troops on LSD on Google Video. Type in British Troops.
That one is funny because it was actually a government-released video after they put their actual troops on LSD.
LSD here?
They filmed them, and
it'll come up with LSD tested on on British troops or Space Cadet. it's funny, because at one point, this guy just lays down and takes a nap.
It's true. He does.
He just gives up, because they're 100 yards from the base, but they can't find it.
Yeah. Very funny.
I think it would be hilarious. I'd have to laugh at him. I'd have to kick him in the balls a few times, too.
Swift kick in the nuts.
Yep.
Anyway, The Ghost of Lockout is it's a video made by, who does the jumping videos?
I don't know. Anybody here know?
But it's, the people who do jumping videos. Anyway, we're playing Lockout, and it's some glitch. You'll have to check it out. Are there show notes in this podcast?
There could be. It's if you want to find it, just do a Google video search. We make sweet love to
Ghost
Google.
Ghost of Lockout. Just don't click on the first one. The second one, I'm just actually watching now. And the third one through the rest of them are all the same. And that's the one I've seen, which is cool.
Check it out, you guys. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That second video is crap. So don't watch that one either. Just watch the one that says Alone.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, there's a movie. It's called The Ultimate Showdown. Some of you have heard the song.
I want to sing
video.
Now.
And I think I might be able to get the MP3 of it right now.
Old Godzilla was hopping around Tokyo City like a big playground when suddenly Batman burst from the shade and hit Godzilla with a bat grenade. Godzilla got pissed and began to attack, but didn't expect to be blocked by Shaq, who proceeded to open up a can of Shaq Fu when Aaron Carter came out of the blue and he started beating up Shaquille O'Neal. Then they both got flattened by the Batmobile, but before he could make it back to the Batcave, Abraham Lincoln popped out of his grave and took an AK-47 out from under his hat, blew Batman away with a rat-a-tat-tat, but he ran out of bullets and he ran away because Optimus Prime came to save the day. This is the ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions as far as the eye can see. And only one will survive. I wonder who it will be.
This is the ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny.
Dun 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 dun.
Nice,
dun,
dun, Caboose. Dun, dun. Nice job, Caboose. Nice job. Okay, guys, I think we're gonna go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay.
Okay, guys, if you have any content, custom games, websites on Halo, or any random news, go ahead and send it over to either juice57@gmail.com or halolivewire@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
Hey, can I make a shout-out before we wrap up?
Yeah, do it, Caboose.
Go ahead.
Hey, I want to make a shout-out to my co-host, Bankilla05. Hey, man, thanks for getting us through the first episode, even though we are recording the second episode very soon. You guys check it out at youralmodders.blogspot.com.
And that is spelled youreallmodders.blogspot.com.
Yep.
For and check us out on iTunes, because we're up on there right now.
Yeah, very cool. Well done.
Okay, guys, I'm your host, Juice57. Out.
Yep, this is Mad Gex. See you guys later.
RVB Caboose, signing out.
Gisto Spartan, see ya.